Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a man. By then it was nothing to me but blinding. The shadows betray you because they belong to me.
It's pushing the water and there's a jogger actually. Look at this, wow. It's a Florida man right there for you, Blake, jogging in the hurricane.
I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone. You had nobody anyway, motherfucker. Look around you. There was no team. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it, you can be better, trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing. Rock bottom.
I'm gonna stop this thing.
No, I gotta prove it.
Prove what?
I'm not a mistake.
When you're built different than everybody else and you have this desire for more and this desire for achievement and this desire to win, everybody else looks at you like up.
In the end, I don't care whether you love me or you hate me, just as long as I win.
This is my life, man. Do you know how hard I worked to get here? I built this shit. Me, brick by brick.
I fought for it because no one gave it to me, because it was just me alone in the gym, me alone in the mirror, me alone in my head. No one did it for me. I worked for it, and I'm never going to let someone else take that from me.
Listen up. Today isn't just another day. It's a chance to break limits. Stop waiting for permission. Stop second guessing yourself. The opportunity is right in front of you. Take it, own it, and don't look back. Because legends are built one bold move at a time.
What no one else does. Run 3 o'clock in the morning because no one else is running 3 o'clock in the morning. If they're training 3 hours, you train 4 hours. You train when the gym is closed. You know, whenever the gym is closed and you already trained, you train again. You know, you have to do what no one else is doing. You know, when they're sleeping, you're running, you're working out.
And that means the harder it is, the bigger the dragon, the more epic the story. And by consequence, the more epic the hero.
If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning and there's not a car or a person in sight.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
People want to know where I find my strength at. Where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a mother that's up. There's not a car. There's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger.
There are certain good things about being alone. You have time to do the things you want to do, like study and plan.
The superpower of learning to be alone and enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's critical, and I do think that these times where you just think about things, just be alone and think about things, are so rare these days. And I think during those rare times is when you really get to understand what you actually believe or don't believe.
You go higher, you go even more alone. Why? Because nobody is willing anymore to invest their energy in going higher, because it's becoming more difficult. Along this way, the higher you want to go, the more likely you're gonna walk alone.
That's why this has helped me coming out here and being locked in an apartment on my own. Because there was no outsiders. It was isolation. It was visualization. It was motivation and it was dedication. There was no nothing else going on in my life. You know what I mean?
And you don't like people too, right?
I mean, it's not that I don't like people. It's just that to get to the level, to get to the pinnacle, it needs to be like that. It needs to be no outsiders. It needs to be, you need to have your team and your focus, and that's it. I don't need friends.
Believe in yourself. Don't fear failure. Dream big. Work hard. Stay positive. Enjoy the journey.
There is a period in everybody's journey where they are so different because they've started to do new things that they no longer fit in with their old set of friends. But they're not sufficiently developed that they've gained their new set of friends. And they're unsure. Should I go back? Should I lean back into getting a bag in with the boys on a weekend? Is that the highest, you know, way that I can live my life passion forward? Because that's what everybody else does. And all of my friends are taking the piss. Oh, not drinking again. Too good for us, are we? Not going out again this week. Oh, okay. Well, like, enjoy staying in home and reading, nerd. So you're going to feel the pain of being ostracized from the group of friends that you used to have. But you're stuck in this messy middle where you haven't yet worked out who you are on the other side of this. And that lonely chapter that's in the middle is something that I would say almost nobody that I've ever met who has gone from a place where they are to a place where they want to be hasn't gone through.
It is hard. It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. But understand this, life is hard.
The only thing that you can do is win so big that all of them constantly compare themselves to you, and then you'll forget they exist. Success is the only revenge. It's not the best revenge. It's the only one. There's no other revenge.
Like, it feels so painful because you're like, you look around to see who can help you, and then you're like, it's me again.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts.
They say, oh, it's already okay here. Why you still want to move up there? The air is getting thinner over there. It's getting more hard to breathe. It's getting more dangerous, whatever. So that means along the way to mastery, you walk the way alone.
And if you think about the difference between winners and losers, winners define themselves by what they made happen, and losers define themselves by what happened to them.
I really don't have regrets. I am a person that says, you know, as soon as you look back in your history and you come up with something that you feel like you want to change, something else has to change. You know, disappointment to me, to win, you got to lose. To be successful, you got to have something that's not successful. To be happy, you gotta have the support. So I think all of those things have evolved and happened to make me who I am and understand the benefits and the privileges I have for being who I am.
Who am I? I found out through this path of life, who is David Goggins? So going through all, I did it alone. There was no trophy on the wall, on the mantle. That trophy's in my brain. No one helped me get there. No one paid my bills. No one did for me. No one ran those miles, lost that weight, went through the, I suffered on my own and developed this man who said, it's who I am, man.
That's important, man. And most people struggle their whole life to find out who they are. Struggle their whole life to find out what defines them, what they actually enjoy and what they don't.
You start putting yourself in situations that suck, you'll find yourself. It's the only way to find yourself.
And I promise you, every single person who wants to do something with their life and has done something with their life has gone through the exact chapter that you're going through. And it's the lonely chapter. It's the chapter where you you don't fit in with your own friends, but you don't have the outcomes yet to fit into a new group of friends. And you're doing this thing, you're consuming content on the internet, you're doing these free tutorials online to try and figure out how to set up a podcast and where do I host this thing? And then and you're going through this and you're like, is this even worth it? Because you have no signs of success, right? But if there's anything that you can take away from what we're saying right now is that the sign of success is the hate that you get along the way. And what you can't do is bend the knee to their hate and fit back into the conformity because it's comfortable and it's warm. Because like in the Matrix, when Trinity opens the door, when Neo's about to go take the red pill and he wants to get out of the car, she says, Neo, you've been down that road and you know exactly where it leads. And I know that's not where you want to be. And then he closes the door. Like right now, this moment that you're going through is Trinity opening the door and being like, you could go back, but then you'd have to remember exactly what the reason was that you decided not to go out to begin with, just because you listen to this podcast and you consume this content, you're like, I can do more than this.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Like, because you are starting to live in some of that hell where you look in the mirror and you're like, I can do more. And you start to see the person that you could be. And you're like, this does start to feel like hell.
I wanted to read you a quote from 2013 that you said.
I've lost my mind on this game, yeah? Like Vincent van Gogh. He dedicated his life to his art and lost his mind in the process. That's happened to me. But yeah, when that gold belt was around my waist, when my mother has a big mansion, my girlfriend has a different car for every day of the week, and my kids have everything they ever want, then it will pay. Then I'm happy I lost my mind. Yeah.
Can you just reflect and talk to me about how that makes you feel hearing that?
You know, yeah, it's been some ride. I've got it done and I'm up here. I've been through it all, my friend. You know, it's been a wild ride for me. It's not been easy at times, but what a life.
Last but not least, I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for trying to do more.
You know, if you're going to create anything of value in this life, you're going to, even if it's with other people, you're going to have to be willing to be on your own for a bit, to forage on your own, to take walks alone, and then return to people, to your tribe, so to speak, and share with them what you've learned, or maybe even just show up with whatever energy shift has occurred while you were off.
Everybody, when I was sleeping on the gym floor, right? Like, you know, I was the underdog, and everyone, you know, my clients were all like, oh, good for you. You know, you're going after your dream. And they'd see my blanket and my pillow in the corner of the gym, and they knew I was sleeping there. And it was evident, you know, I lived there. I didn't have a shower. I didn't have a shower to go to the YMCA to go shower. And that everybody was like pro me. And then people would come in, they sign up like, I'm gonna support you, right? And then within 9 months, I had hired people and I had a manager. And I pulled up and I remember I walked in the lobby and all the same people were like, oh, boss man's here. Oh, you're not too good for us now, right? And I remember being so jarred by the experience. And I was like, you guys rooted for me. And I was like, and now I did what you said you were rooting for me to do. And that was when I realized that people want you to do well, but not better than them.
There's no luck in this game, man. There may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen. And that's what people don't know. But to get there, luck ain't gonna happen. You have to put yourself in that situation, man. It takes a lot of work.
I don't care if you're tired. I don't care if you're sad. I don't care if you're sleepy. If it's raining, if the markets are crashing, if the sky is falling, if your girlfriend just broke up with you, you're going to get it done no matter what. This is the level of discipline that I'm expecting from you.
You think you become a champion on the field? You don't. You become a champion when ain't nobody watching you. You're doing your own drills and your own way. You're doing what coach tell you to do and you're doing your own stuff.
When you said,
I'm all in. Were you really all in? Let me tell you what the cost of being all in is. Early mornings, late nights, being misunderstood, having very few friends, being your own cheerleader. Are you those things? People always talk about, man, I'm a hard worker. Everybody in this room is a hard worker. That's not going to separate you from anybody else. What are you working hard on? People always look for one thing for the other. Oh, you got to work, you know, you got to work smarter and not harder. No, you got to work smarter and you got to work harder.
There's times where you can go without your friends. You can go without going out. You can go without other people around you. You have to separate yourself from the pack. You have to be willing to spend time with yourself. You have to be willing to start cutting things out of your nutritional program. Eat healthy, you know, get enough rest, get enough sleep. All of these things come into play of finding your purpose. And it's almost sacrificing. You have to sacrifice. Greater the sacrifice, greater the reward. This is so true. And when you do these things, you'll start seeing that, okay, well, I used to do this. And when you go out and you don't do it anymore, it's very, very clear that you've made the right decision, because your friends will still be doing that. And you'll find yourself that you don't fit in with that crowd anymore. You just don't fit in. I got something to do. You know, you'll start getting away from people that are negative. You only want to be around positive. You'll start like not wasting your time on things that aren't productive. And you will start taking your time and energy and putting it into things that you enjoy doing that are productive for yourself.
Admit it, you aren't like them. You're not even close. You may occasionally dress yourself up as one of them, watch the same mindless television shows as they do, maybe even eat the same fast food sometimes. But it seems that the more you try to fit in, the more you feel like an outsider.
This isn't for the masses. This is for those who want to leave normal behind. Those who are in search of a new realm. It's a lonely journey. You're isolated. Those who used to keep pace with you will fall off. They'll see where their world ends and yours begins. Your ability to suffer, endure, outwork must be greater. You must be willing to extend yourself to the limit with no guarantee of success. Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough? Stay hard.
The biggest thing you have to do is shut off technology. You have to go dark. What I mean by that is you have to be quiet in your mind. Get away from people. We love being around people. We love talking. We love parties. We love all that. It's okay to be alone. It's also okay to be unhappy. It's okay to be unhappy sometimes, man. It's okay to say, you know what, man? I'm f***ed up. So you got to go to the truth first. Who are you? Get really accountable and say, okay, who am I? What's the truth about me? Get to that dark place in your mind. Figure out, it may take months, it may take years. Figure out your purpose. Figure out what you want to be in life. And then from there, okay, I have my purpose. It may take a long time. No one knows their purpose because it's too loud. Find your purpose. From there, all right, you got to start planning. People love the planning phase because it's very comfortable. Mm. Then from the planning phase, you got to go to execution. So the execution phase where we all hate. Because that's where the real work begins, and that's when the failure happens, and the failure, and the failure. So, but you know, that's kind of how you have to do it.
Yeah.
People want to find their passion, but you don't find it, you create it. And you create it by getting good at something. And to get good at stuff, you start by doing something you suck at. Then you get good, then you like it, then people ask how you found your passion. Answer: by starting when you sucked and not giving up.
You fall into the trap of what is called Parkinson's Law. Now, Parkinson's Law says that work expands to fill the time allotted for it. That if you have 2 hours of work to do and 8 hours of time, you will stretch that work over 8 hours. Parkinson's Law also says that work contracts to fill the time allotted for it. If you have 8 hours of work to do, and because of an emergency, you have to have it done in 2 hours, you will get it done in 2 hours. Highly effective people are always setting tight, stringent, disciplined deadlines on themselves so they get more work done in a short period of time rather than less work done in a long period of time. Does this make sense?
If you committed the next 365 days of your life to the persistent pursuit of your potential and you were grinding 24/7 and you didn't cheat yourself, imagine what you would become. You would become a ruthless killer. You would become such a G that nobody would say, nah, this person ain't doing it. You'd be undeniable. 365 days. If you committed to that,
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You would win.
Where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, it's warm on the couch, missus says stay in bed, it's comfy, it's cozy, you've got work later on, you had an argument last night, you're slightly hungover.
God, I know every mother ain't gonna do what I'm gonna do. So this is how you level up. That's how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me happy, what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You talk about that you were kind of, you know, lonely by yourself. I was the same way. And that used to hurt me growing up. Now I thrive in that. That's the only place to be.
And that's why when you think about the mentality of greatness, there are no breaks. I hate to tell people that. Because everybody wants it fast. To be great, Monday on top of Tuesday, Tuesday on top of Wednesday, Wednesday on top of Thursday, Thursday on top of Friday, Friday on top of Saturday, Saturday, Sunday. And start over. And start over. And true greatness is always evolving. It never stays the same. Your comfort zone will stay the same unless sometimes you're forced to come out of it. You will never touch a level of greatness until your comfort zone is disturbed.
The mentality is what's going to make things happen. You know, is having that mentality to never give up, keep pushing forward. People don't like to think, they like to ask. They don't have enough confidence in their decisions that they make on their own. The truth of the matter is, you really have to believe what you're doing is working.
There was a kid who everyone underestimated. Too small, too quiet, too ordinary. But every day while they laughed, he worked. In the gym, in the books, in the shadows. He knew one truth. Effort beats talent when talent doesn't try. Years later, they asked him how he did it, and he just smiled because they never saw the grind. It's the quiet hustle that makes the loudest impact. How loud do you want your success to be?
It's my biggest fear in life is not reaching my full potential and not being the greatest I can be. Because everyone has a choice in life. Everyone has a choice of either choosing this person up here or this person down here.
Hey, look, let me guess. New year, new you, right? New year, new you. You've been saying that every year, but it's always new year, same you. You know, I just don't understand why you go every year remaining the same when the person that you are today has just been destroying your life. You're mentally killing yourself every year, and you don't even realize it. I mean, it's time for you to look yourself in the mirror and make some change before it's too late.
One day in the gym is basically imperceivable. 2 days in the gym, you don't recognize any change whatsoever. 100 days in the gym, and you're almost a new person, right? You've seen those before and after pictures. One day of playing guitar, you can barely play one chord. 100 days of practicing guitar, and you can play literally almost any song.
People only root for people who don't need it. Like, the amount of times when I was on my lonely path where I was too different from the friends that I had, but not successful enough to be friends with the people that I wanted to be friends with. That's when you want people to root for you. That's when you want people to support you. Once you've already won, People are like, he's amazing, he's so good. But like, that's the time when you need it the least. And so you always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you. And that visual, I think, is one that you can kind of take. People struggle to do things alone. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people.
Look at the past. Look at who you've become, the progress that you've made. And if you haven't made a lot of progress, just be happy at the fact that you're alive, because you have the chance to make progress. And live in the present moment, here and now, and use your time, energy, and attention, my friend, to pursue your goal.
One of the most important things that I learned from my dad is that regardless of your circumstances, even if things are around you, you can change that by going to work.
Just wanted it so bad that I told the universe, excuse me, this is my destiny. I know it. And you know what? Because of that belief system, it happened. But you know what gives me strength? The fact that I was able to hear, squat here, and go to the point where I couldn't do five more, and I got five more, and then got even five more. It was always five more. The fact that I could do that gave me so much strength in life. I'm in total respect and honor of the squat rack forever. It's my altar. It's what taught me how to get there.
I used to care so much about what people thought of me when I was competing. I wanted to be the best, and I wanted everyone to know that I was the best. I had the biggest ego ever. Then I realized something, that it's not so healthy to think that way, because you cannot please everyone. There are always going to be haters. And to the scale of the universe, for the small time that I'm here in this world, it's better that I spend it with people that I care about and who care about me. I will have a better return on my investment. So for the New Year's resolution, think about it. Small thing that can change your entire world.
Time alone, again, will make you see, first of all, who God is. Second of all, who you are. And the third thing, it lets you see what will fit you. What's suitable for your life. Where is your sweet spot? What works for you? All right, guys, so that's my tip. And that's it. So stay focused. Don't be afraid to be by yourself and spend time alone. Okay?
The most important thing is the mentality. Self-talk positive. I think it's all the details depend on you.
I am cold. I am emotionless. I am zen, at peace, ready for war.
Everyone is jealous of what you've got. No one is jealous of how you got it. People see the trophies, but not the training ground.
Everybody wants the view, but no one wants the climb.
Now I'm going to repeat something which a clergyman perhaps shouldn't say, but nevertheless, it's a fact, and it will cure many of you. You are not going to get anywhere in this world. You're not going to get anywhere financially, spiritually, socially, or otherwise until you get to that point where you don't give a damn about what other people think about you.
My philosophy is, why be normal when you can be the best? I don't want to be normal.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to make the difference. So everything I do, I want to make the difference. Because when I make the difference, I'm the best. And that is not arrogance. That is confidence.
Dedication. Hard work. Dedication. Hard work. I'm a one-man army. One-man army. The world can go against me. I'm still coming on top. I got God on my side.
My mind is absolutely bulletproof, solid as a rock. I am number one.
Kobe Bryant was not interested in winning championships. He was obsessed. And obsession comes in the small details that nobody pays attention to. And I have a saying, right? Interested people watch obsessed people change the world.
Then there's the athletes who train to win. They train every day, every session, so that they win on match night. And then I remember saying to Adam's group, there are just those very few players who train to dominate. They train so hard that winning is inevitable on race night. And Adam said, that clicked with me. I decided I was going to train to dominate. So he said, when I go into the Olympic final, I know I'm going to win.
When you ask me, like, why do you do it? It's because there's a possibility that you can, and that's enough. Like, I think I can do this if I know I can be something. And so, why would I not?
The best line I've ever heard in my life. Sometimes when you're in a dark place, you think you've been buried, but actually, you've been planted.
But here's what you should know about winning before you chase it. Winning's not loyal to you. It doesn't care about you. Winning doesn't care how sore you are. Winning doesn't care how much sleep you get. Winning doesn't care how hard you work at times. It's sometimes a guy doesn't outwork you and he still wins. It isn't fair, man. Sometimes there is no justice. Winning requires all of you and then more, and it promises you nothing. It's a mastermind of creating fear and doubt in your mind. It causes setback after setback. So the question is about winning. Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown? And why chase this thing called winning? Because the only thing that's guaranteed in life, if you don't chase it, is losing.
Since we're 11 years old, I always make pressure to me. Cristiano, you are the best player in the world. In my mind, I'm always thinking in that way. And I put a lot of pressure to myself. You have good sides when the things go good, okay? But when the things go wrong, you feel that too, because you make too much pressure to me. I make pressure to me. But I love that. I know to deal with that.
I hate losing. I mean, it's not even a question. But I have to respect losing, because losing is a part of winning.
Yeah.
You know, you never just, you know, win. You got to lose to win. Losing is going to hurt.
Absolutely.
You know, to a point where you would look at, how can I do things different? How can I change? Before you can look at someone else, you got to look at yourself in the mirror, because that's how things get started.
Whatever I'm afraid to do, I do it. Anything I'm afraid of, I confront it. And that's my personality. Like right now, I'm scared to death. But as the fight gets closer, the less nervous I become, because it's reality. And in reality, I'm invincible.
Do not give up. Do not feel like you're tired. Were you tired? Think of last year and think of that f***ing record. Every time I get tired or I think I can't go no more, I think of that f***ing record. We can make it. We gotta believe, we gotta be mentally strong. When we tired, that's when we gotta put our fundamentals together. That's when we gotta be more focused. When we tired, look across the field and see how tired they are. That's to give you more effort, be like, I'm gonna beat it. I'm gonna get fundamentally strong. Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when that real dog come out.
What makes one guy a champion? One person a champion and the other one not?
It's drive. It's the will. There's certain people that grow up with a tremendous hunger, and it's usually kids that have struggled when they were kids. When you grow up comfortably and in comfort and in peace and happiness and all those things, that will produce a very balanced person and a good person, but it will not create the will and the determination and the hunger that you need to be the best in the world.
In life, if you want to win, you don't need to be the smartest. And a lot of times, you don't even need to be the best. You just need to be that f***ing guy that never gives up. And we all know that one person that no matter what you throw at them, no matter how many times you knock them down, they're going to get up and they're going to stand in glory and in honor and face their issues head on. That guy, that is the guy you need to be.
The one thing that made me who I am today is being vulnerable. It's breaking myself down to the absolute rock bottom and being able to tell people who I am. And that's how I fixed it. Literally, you know, life created this person, me. Life created me to be this f***ed up person that I was back in the day. And I had to realize, man, that's okay, man. It's not my fault. Now I gotta go back and fix this though. Mm-hmm. So a lot of this isn't your fault, why you do some things you do, why you feel the way you feel. But no one's coming back to save your ass. You have to go back to where this started, wherever that place is for everybody, and have the courage to go back there and start fixing what broke you. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was like, hey, I'm up. I'm gonna go back and fix this stuff.
You gotta be honest with yourself.
100%.
About where you're at.
Everybody's asleep, man, or they're just getting home after a long night. You know, going out there partying. It's Friday night. It's close to 3 in the morning right now. You know, the thing is, man, it's always going to be a party. It's always going to be a time to celebrate and a time to join friends and or a day to... I mean, the bars are always open. Always open. No matter how old you are, they're always open, you know? What's not always open is the opportunity to check the box in life. You know, to achieve your dreams. That's not always open, man.
How'd you become that guy?
You know what? I grew up not that guy.
Yeah.
So a lot of people put a title on me. They see me now as the guy that with his shirt off, who can do 4,030 pull-ups in 17 hours, who can run 205 miles in 39 hours, who can do all this crazy shit. But what they don't understand is they don't understand the journey that it took me to get to this point. I had two options. To either be that 300-pound guy who sprayed for cockroaches and made $1,000 a month and at 24 years old, knowing when I'm 50 years old, I can reflect on this and think about what guy I never became, or I can totally just sack it up and fail and fail and fail until I succeed.
Anytime I was in the gym, I was happy. You know, whatever's going on in my life, good or bad, I go to the gym, I exercise, and that for me is, exercise is the best form of medication. I always felt happy after a workout or after training. So when I was stopped training, I was hanging around the wrong people or whatever, you know, I wasn't as happy as I would be, so.
Many people want to be exceptional, but they're afraid of being an exception. I think it's such a, it's wanting an outcome without the requirement that the outcome has. And so we can't do the same thing that everyone else approves of and then somehow get a different outcome than everyone else does.
If you fake bravery when you're terrified, that is bravery. I kind of feel like motivation is the same thing. If you do the thing when you're feeling unmotivated, that is motivation.
That's it.
Staying motivated. And I have been finding myself more motivated even when I do not feel like doing something to do it. My brain does not get to choose. My brain can feel a certain way, but it's not going to choose how I behave. I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's something difficult you're going through that people don't often see?
I mean, my mind is a storm, and I don't think most people would want to be me. They may think they'd want to be me, but they don't. They don't know. They don't understand.
How are you doing?
In the grand scheme of things, I can't complain.
You get lonely?
Sometimes, but my kids and friends keep me company.
So not existential?
There are many nights I sleep alone. I don't have to, but I do.
Without that work, no one in this room would know who I am, except my family. So to all the kids around the world watching and aspiring to be like one of us or even on the stage someday, put the work in and watch the magical ride you go on.
The Lonely chapter describes a time in which you're growing, you're changing as a person, and you're now so different that you can no longer resonate with your old set of friends, but you're not sufficiently developed that you've got the new set of friends that you're going to grow into. And this is the Lonely chapter. And the problem with it is that you're always... The desire to sort of regress back to where you were is always going to be there. And all of my friends are taking the piss. Oh, not drinking again. Too good for us, are we? Not going out again this week. Oh, okay. Well, like, enjoy staying in home and reading. Nerd. So this lonely chapter is a period through which I think everybody needs to squeeze. Anybody that decides to go from a place they are to a place that they want to be is going to have to let go of people, routines, places, activities, recreations that you do. You're going to have to let those go.
I isolate myself. I don't look at messages on Instagram. I don't send messages on Instagram. I don't go out. You would not like my life. I live alone, and sometimes I'm like, hello, hello. Make sure my voice still works. I take away all distractions.
I had to stop thinking normal. I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things. But no one taught me this stuff. It wasn't like I had, you know, I paid a trainer to come train me. Jenny Craig didn't come down and miracle my ass. None of this happened. It was on me. And that's the thing you have to realize. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay.
Imagine you could have anything that you want, anything that you can hold in your mind on a continuing basis, you can have. Anything that you are crystal clear about wanting and are willing to pay the price to get, you can have. So clarity is the key. Be clear about what you want. Be clear about what you have to do to get it. Be clear about your vision. Be clear. Speak, walk, talk, and act with clarity.
Heroes and villains always have the same backstory. Pain. The difference is what they choose to do about it. Villain says, the world hurt me, I'll hurt it back. The hero says, the world hurt me, I'm not going to let it hurt anybody else. Heroes use pain. Villains are used by it.
You know, there comes a day, man, everyone's going to have this day. There comes a day where being average, being mediocre, is just sickening to you. It's just sickening. It makes you want to throw up. Because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, whatever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they've become something that you haven't. There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out. Or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your ass. You don't know how to support them anymore. There comes a f***ing day where push comes to shove. Where being mediocre, being like average and shit just burns, it sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day, and you get off your ass and you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out, but you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much pain and commitment. You were scared you're going to fail. You were scared if you started, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it until something hits. You get fired or somebody else gets success, remind you of what you could have been. And then the f***ing spark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never going to be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, you're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet. That can happen at an early age, it can happen at a later age. It's going to happen to somebody, no matter what, it's going to happen to you. And when it does happen to you, thank your lucky stars that finally you're alive. It's time to unwrap the potential you can be.
All the voices are saying no, but you still had the conviction that I know I can do this. And that's what it took for me to get here.
If you have a belief and you can't explain why you believe it, it's not yours, it's someone else's.
Your pride and your ego has been killing your career growth. Your shit could be on another level. You know better, but you're deciding to not do better. You are a lazy, unprofessional, mean attitude having motherfucker. And yet, when things are not happening good for you, when things are not coming your way, when things are not happening as fast as you want them to happen, you blame everybody else and what they're doing and saying, and you completely disown everything that you're doing to contribute to your career not going to another level. You know better, but you don't want to do better. This is uncomfortable, but I'm telling y'all the truth.
Take ownership. Take extreme ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Don't hide your delicate pride from the truth. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems. And then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved.
We don't want to be left alone by ourselves with ourselves. So we come in and we sit down and we get on our phone or we turn on the TV. Or we go wherever, we do whatever, because we don't want to face the reality of being by ourselves with ourselves. Start making yourself a companion that you're comfortable with. If you had a friend, if you had a person you're going to sit down and spend all the time with, what would you want from that person? What would you want? Well, I would want to spend time with somebody who's honest. Makes sense? I don't want to spend time with somebody who's going to be lying to me all the time. Someone who's going to gently tell me the truth about myself. One of the hardest things sometimes for the human to do is get to the point where they stop lying to themselves, where they tell themselves the truth. They speak the truth to themselves. Now, you got to face the reality of who you are. You got to face the reality of what you are. And nobody's going to tell you that like you yourself will tell you that.
If I can just walk one more mile after being in the worst shape of my entire life, this would change everything for me mentally going forward. From this kid who came from dirt and nothing, who couldn't read until he was in a junior in high school, and is now here. I walked a mile. I said, maybe I can walk one more mile. Maybe I can walk another mile. At mile 81, my ex-wife looked at me and said, you're not going to make the time. When your mind knows it's not going to quit, and this is what I found out, this is my 40% rule. When your mind knows it's not going to quit, your body will adapt to whatever is in front of it. I ended up running 20 more miles. I did 101 miles in 19 hours and 6 minutes. And that one day changed, that one 19 hours. It wasn't SEAL training, it wasn't Ranger School, it wasn't Delta Force, it wasn't any of that crap I went through. It was this 19 hours and 6 minutes that forever changed my life to know that we as human beings are capable of anything. And we don't need any special kind of parents or tools to get there. So I end you with this. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. Thank you very much.
The energy it requires to start doing something is way more than the energy required to continue doing the thing. And that the beginning of doing anything results in the lowest amount of reward, both internal and external, than when you've been doing it for ages.
The most successful people live urgently. The most successful people are impatient. The most successful people have high expectations of themselves. The most successful people seem unrealistic and unreasonable in their expectations. And the most successful people are competitive. This is how it is.
I know who I am. Like, losing, you find out who you are. And losing sucks, but in those moments, like when you're down, it's a great time to experience you. You know, because like when you're winning, you can get this momentum. When things, everything's going good, you can kind of get in that groove where you're just on cruise control, you know. But when you lose and the phone stops ringing and you're at home laying in bed going to sleep by yourself and everything, the dust settles, you know, that's when you experience yourself, who you really are.
Yeah, I don't quit. You know, I may not make it the first time, but I'll come back. I got to call an audible. I got to get my head back in the game. I got to figure this out. It doesn't mean you leave. It means you study it more. And whenever I fail at something, people always say, man, how do you handle failure, man? I fail a lot, dude. I fail all the time. They go, how do you handle it? What I'm trying to do, and this isn't being arrogant, man. It's being real. Not many people are trying to do. So there's not many people that who can even open their mouth and criticize me when I do fail. Because I'm trying to do, man, that many people aren't trying to do. But I don't look at failure as failure. I look at failure as your first, second, third, fourth, fifth attempt. I don't look at anything as failure. Not trying is failure.
When you start at the bottom and you work your ass off throughout the year, you put a lot of time and effort into it. You know, you miss birthdays and you miss weddings and you miss Thanksgiving celebrations. You miss Christmases. You know, you get to the end of the year and you put a lot into it. And you want to come out on top. And when you look at those rings and you look at those championship moments that you've had, you realize that all that sacrifice and all that commitment really paid off.
But it really all starts, with who you are. You know, I always tell our players, who you are is more important than what you do. How high you jump, how fast you run, because who you are is your character. And your character is an accumulation of your thoughts, your habits, and your priorities on a day-to-day basis, because those three things determine the choices you make, and the choices you make make you who you are. Good guy, bad guy, hardworking, lazy, responsible, irresponsible. And it takes a certain amount of discipline to do what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, the way it's supposed to get done.
They see our own party,
bro, I don't drink, I don't smoke. Mm-hmm. And they see that and they're like, bro, why? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, go have fun. But I'm having fun. And I try to tell them, like, don't let me affect what you do. I'm gonna be good regardless, but I'm comfortable who I am.
Sometimes you give your best and you don't always come out ahead. And sometimes you do everything you can to win and you lose. I think part of that maturity was you grow older, you realize that when you wake up the next day after a loss, man, it hurts, but the sun comes up. And when you win, man, it's exciting, but you know what? The sun comes up. You know what the next greatest win in your life is? The next one. And just because you did it once, there's no certainty to anything in life. It doesn't mean you're going to win it again, or a championship, or get a promotion. Yes, you have to work for it, and you have to earn it. There's nothing that's easy. There's nothing that's given. They don't hand you a championship belt. They don't hand you a championship ring. You got to earn it.
So you're always trying to come up with reasons that you don't have to do it today. But if you build, you're building the muscle either way. You're either building the muscle that says, I do what I say, I keep the commitments that I make, or you're building the muscle that says, I make excuses, I don't do what I say, I can't be counted on, right? And so when we think about discipline, it's really about, like, what promises are you going to keep? And the tricky thing is you're keeping promises to yourself that nobody even knows that you made, right? It's not like, hey, you made this commitment. If I don't write this book by this time, like, you know, I have to do this embarrassing thing, or, you know, then I'll retire. You know, there's not even, you're not really putting your ass on the line in that sense, but you've said to yourself you're going to do this thing, and building that muscle is really important.
What do successful people and unsuccessful people have in common? Here's what they have in common, okay? They both hate to do what it takes to be successful. Successful people just do it anyway. You see, do I like getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go put on running shoes to go run out in the cold, dark morning? I do not like that. Successful people hate this stuff too.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.